Christ is in our midst.
Yes, and ever shall be.
Brothers and sisters, when we get to this time of the year, when we read this gospel of Jesus and Zacchaeus, we know that we are getting close to the season of the Lenten Triodion. You know, we have just gone through, not that long ago, the celebration of the Holy Nativity. That happened in Bethlehem, and it marked the birth of Jesus, and then, which was the beginning of his life here on earth as man. And then shortly after that, we celebrated the Feast of Theophany, which marks the beginning of Jesus' public ministry, when as a man of 30 years of age, he was baptized by John the Baptist. And he officially identified himself with us as sinful humanity. He identified with sinful humanity. Remember how John the Baptist said, "Lord, I should not be baptizing you." And Jesus said, "Let it be so for now, to fulfill all righteousness." In order to fulfill the ministry of Jesus, he identified with us sinful people and took upon himself not only our birth and our human nature, but our death, so that we might have eternal life. Well, there is a sense in which today we are already looking at the beginning of Jesus' life of passion. The passion narratives of Mark begin with Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, where he will be spit upon, mocked, beaten, and crucified. So it's interesting that the procession of the shepherds and wise men at the Nativity give place to the procession of Jesus and his disciples in his ministry of healing the sick, casting out demons, raising the dead, forgiving sinners, and now to the procession of Jesus and his disciples and the crowd to Jerusalem, where he will lay down his life and die. You know, we rightfully look at Zacchaeus as a man whom we celebrate as a sinner who was saved. But we have to remember that everything in the Gospels is first and foremost the story of Jesus. Jesus was going through Jericho, and that's the way the story starts. Jesus, as he was going through Jericho, then we read about how Zacchaeus wanted to see him. And then we read how Jesus, when he stopped there, Jesus looked up at him. And then at the end of this short story, we read how Jesus said, "Salvation has come to this household." The story is a story about Jesus and his love, his grace, his kindness. Jesus the Savior. Jesus said, "Today salvation has come to this household." Who came to that household? It was Jesus. Well, let's not forget, as we look at the story of Zacchaeus, it's really the story of Jesus. How he loved sinners, how Jesus said he came to seek and to save those who were lost. That's all of us, right? He came to seek and to save us. Well, just before this story of Zacchaeus, this is the very first part of chapter 19 in Luke's Gospel. The last part of chapter 18 in Luke's Gospel tells the story of a blind man who also wanted to see Jesus. Well, when the blind man heard that Jesus was coming into Jericho, he hadn't quite come there yet, but he was approaching Jericho. And he heard that Jesus was coming. "Son of David, have mercy on me." And the story again is about Jesus. Jesus said to him, "Come here." Well, the crowd said, "Stop that. Quiet down. Don't bother him. He's an important man." He cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." If anything we're learning in these two stories, it's those who are intent on receiving Jesus and his love and grace are going to receive it. So Jesus said, "Let him come here. Come here. What do you want?" And he said, "Lord, that I could receive my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well." People, that was a miracle of Jesus. We could say, well, he was saved by his faith. His faith is what gave him his sight. His faith in Jesus, come on. His faith in Jesus. "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus just needed to say, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well." So, certainly our faith is important. But it's faith in Jesus. Jesus is the only hope for every blind man. He's the only hope for every cripple. He's the only hope for every sinner. All we need to do is say, "Jesus, have mercy on me, Son of David. Lord God, have mercy on me." Matter of fact, Zacchaeus was one who was despised of his own people because he was a tax collector. He was a chief tax collector. And it says he was rich. Where did he get all his riches? By taking advantage of his own people. People who worked hard every day just to make ends meet. And old Zacchaeus was lining his pockets with those poor people's money. So Zacchaeus said, "Well, I want to see him." And he's a little guy. He couldn't get through the crowd. So he pushed and shoved, and once he got in front of the crowd, he ran. He ran up ahead. And he climbs a tree. Two things. First of all, in that culture, any man of dignity would never be seen running. I read that they don't even walk real fast. If you're a dignified person in that culture, you walk kind of slowly. Throw away all dignity. I've got to see Jesus. He runs. And so they're probably like, "Oh, brother, there goes that Zacchaeus." Oh. And then he climbs a tree. They didn't do that either. But he climbs a tree. He wants to see Jesus. So Jesus comes. And he looks up and says, "Okay, I see you, Zacchaeus." Now Jesus could have said, "You scoundrel, look at what you have done and what you do. Why do you want to see me? I'm a righteous, holy man." He didn't say that, did he? He said, "Zacchaeus, come down. I'm going to your house today." So he went to see Zacchaeus in his house. And he does the same for us today. You know, it's one thing to say, "Well, you know, I kind of like to see Jesus. I like to see what he does. But I like to keep my distance. I don't want Jesus to get too close to me, folks." No. He's Lord, after all. He might require too much of me. And I'm too much of a sinner. I don't know. I think I'll keep my distance from him. Jesus, I'm coming to your house. And he could have said, Lord, no. No, you've got this all wrong. I can't have you. Then he went to his house. And Zacchaeus was full of repentance and said, Lord, if I have cheated anybody, I will repay four times. And I read this too, that in that culture, in among the Jews at that time, if a person would on his own say, I have wronged so-and-so, or these people, I'm going to repay them, then he was expected to repay one-fifth over and above what he had taken. One-fifth. Zacchaeus says, I'll give him four times what I've taken. You know, you've heard this too, but people say, you know, I like to be a Christian. I like to be a follower of Jesus. I like to know that he loves me and that I love him and everything is good. But really, if you want to check the gauge of your own spiritual life and the health of your own spiritual life, look in your pocketbook. This rich man gave his wealth to the poor when he repented and was generous beyond generosity to those whom he had hurt. It didn't leave him with much, by the way. And I would like to say that what I see in Zacchaeus, and I hope you can see this, is a man whose faith was genuine, not only in that he acknowledged Jesus and he loved Jesus, but that he was ready to give the best of everything he had and to give his money. We're here today in the new church building, not because we all say, oh, we love Jesus, but thank you, no, I'll keep my money right here. We couldn't be here unless it were for people like all of you who give of your money and give of your time, your help. I know what it's... I was taught this as a young child, right from the start, that no matter what we were given, we would give one-tenth to the Lord right away. We just did that. And then if you want to know what feels really good, is to give more than that. It feels good. Even to a child, it just feels good. But you can do something, and you can help. Anyway. I don't want to belabor this. But I do want to say, that's what I see in the story of Zacchaeus today. That's what I see today. That salvation came into his house. And how do we know that? Because Jesus was there. And because Zacchaeus was full of repentance and faith and said, Lord, I give of everything that I have and I give my money. We don't buy our salvation, I know that. But it's a joyful thing. Zacchaeus was so happy that Jesus came. He was so full of joy that he gave. May God bless us all, and especially thank Jesus for coming into our church, for coming into our lives, coming into our houses, and making us his children. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.